Everything about my grandmother Smith was soft and warm, from her manner to her middle, and from her feather bed to the way she sort of whisper-whistled hymns while doing her daily chores. But to say that she was soft is just part of who she was, because she was also strong. She was the kind of strong you had to be a widow raising five children during the Great Depression. She was the kind of strong you needed to be to send your sons off to war. My sister and I visited her at her cracker box of a home in Arkansas's Ozark Mountains a couple of times each year. Every trip, we would inevitably fight over which one of us got to sleep with Mama. One of us would bunk with her in her double bed, while the other got the single feather bed in the other corner of her room. Now, either was a pretty good deal, really. Sinking into that feather bed was like sleeping on a cloud. But sleeping with my grandmother, that was the grand prize. I can vividly remember snuggling up against her warm back and throwing my little arm around her soft waist. My grandmother lived well into her 90s, but she died about the time I was becoming interested in cooking. She was a wonderful cook, and I would love to have spent time with her in her kitchen, learning to make some of my favorites, her chicken and dumplings in particular. Like many women from that era, she was not one to work off recipes. A pinch of this, a handful of that, and remarkable consistency that could only come after nearly a century in the kitchen. On a trip home to see my own mother last Christmas, she recalled that she had sat with her mom in the kitchen once while she was making her chicken and dumplings and had taken notes. My mom had completely forgotten about that day until she ran across the piece of paper. Mom had made a copy for me. It was the best Christmas present I could have imagined. When I returned home, I spent some time experimenting with those notes, translating the pinches and handsful into teaspoons and cups, and checking the result against my memories. I ended up recreating a recipe really close to what I remember from my childhood. Now, these dumplings of my youth are the kind that are cut rather than dropped, and they have the slightest bit of resistance when you bite into them. To make them, you moisten the flour with some of the chicken broth as well as buttermilk. Now, you can find the complete recipe on the website. I'm sure this version of chicken and dumplings won't mean as much to you as it does to me, but if you don't already have a favorite version, I hope you'll give this one a try. And if you do, please do me a favor. Tell your family it came from a grandma in Arkansas who was as soft and warm as those dumplings in their bowl.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe at wbaa.org